Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Some awesome stories already.
But no question. I think, and hopefully we get Rudy to come over here in a minute, and we get Rudy Gear over here. You know,
Rudy Gear from the movie Rudy.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, hopefully we get him.
He's
to come
in the vicinity.
Come on, we got a mic for you right now.
He's got the Notre Dame helmet. He's got his jersey.
Hey, oh man, I did, man. You know, but no, I actually did. You know, I wore 45 because you know when I first went to Notre Dame High School in Sherman Oaks, California.
Yeah.
You know, that was a big number there. They only gave it to special players. Well, they asked me, do you want to wear 45? I said, you know what? I'll wear 45 because I am that guy. And I feel like Rudy was that guy. You know, it's funny because they retired my jersey. And I was a parade All-American, everything as a sophomore. Well, then I wore 58 the following year because I was in love with Derek Thomas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then my senior year, I wore 99 because of Warren Sapp. But wow. I got to rate three great players. I got to wear three great numbers while I played at Notre Dame High School. One because of yourself, another one because of a Hall of Famer in Derek Thomas, and another Hall of Famer in Warren Sapp.
What an honor.
So it's an honor right now to have you on the radio.
Yeah, well, thank you. And just talking to you makes me feel good.
Oh, man.
And powerful. You're a powerful guy.
Oh, man. Yeah. I appreciate that, man.
Thank you.
So what brings you out here?
Good question. We're going to do a auction off our the helmet I wore in the game.
Yeah.
The actual helmet and the actual jersey I wore in the game one time. You know how special that is.
It is. Very special.
You know? But I got to wear it one time. In a game. Now, practice, you could see I wore it a lot.
Of course,
yeah,
of course.
Right.
You know, and they painted. You could see the kind of like when they paint.
Yeah,
they painted with the gold dust.
Yeah,
and you could see some of the stuff, you know, it didn't do quite well.
The patina.
Yeah,
you know?
right. But the point is, we want to give something back to the fans.
Yeah.
We got to give some to charity.
Yeah, of course.
And that's what we're doing.
So, question. And, you know, watching the movie, it was so phenomenal. You know, when you think about your dad and how you were raised. Like, I was raised, being a California kid, it was two things. The two games that were always on outside of USC and UCLA. That was Notre Dame and Michigan.
Right.
You know,
the best.
And so I grew up a diehard Michigan fan. Even though I went to Notre Dame High School, I went diehard Michigan because I grew up with it only on the TV. How was that growing up? And, you know, you came from blue-collar family, and you told them, like, this is what I want to do. This is how I'm going to get there. You weren't a great student at first, but you put the work in to get to where you wanted to go. How was that in your journey to right now?
Boy, that's a great question, and you're hitting a lot of good points. In high school, I didn't do very well because I had dyslexia. I didn't know I had it.
Yeah, I'm a dyslexic guy too.
Yeah, well, it's that means we're awesome.
Yeah, no question.
Because we got great vision.
Yeah.
We're visionaries.
Exactly.
Man. I couldn't tell my teacher that at the time. So anyhow, had a lot of problems. End up going to work, ended up in the Navy, then going to Notre Dame, and going to the junior college in Notre Dame because they said you need SATs high and class. I didn't have any of those. But if you go to junior college, I tell kids there's always another way. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Don't buy into what they're saying. Just if you want it, you'll get it. Just figure it out. Now position yourself, build relationships, and you'll find out all the people you'll meet will help you get there. Build good relationships. So that's how I got there. And with the movie, I did the same model. Went out to have built relationship, position myself. Took 10 years. Takes a little time. Also had to sell insurance during that time. I learned a lot about myself. The whole point is when you learn about yourself and you want something, you learn how to get to where you need to go by getting help through other people.
So question for you then, with the movie coming out, and everything. Mm-hmm. You always hear stories about did they get it right, and what would you have done really differently. Do you feel like they got it right in the movie?
Oh, they got the message right on.
Okay.
Yeah, we were after the message more
more
than what it happened because of Notre Dame. We had to collaborate with Notre Dame, and they wanted that sucker right on. And I mean, they compromised on some things, but we had to have the integrity of the university. And the harder they were on us, the better the movie got. So I was happy they were tough on us.
That's great. And you say you got the helmet that you wore. Tell people now, because we're running a little short on time.
Yeah.
Tell people how they can get involved in this.
They can go to huntauctions.com. Go to huntauctions.com.
That's H-U-N-T?
H-U-N-T.com. Now, also, too, I'll send you a special text. If you go to this, just go to New Text, all right? Go there, and I'll text you. Just go to 385-498-1515 and text in Rudy. I'll send you a message.
Sounds great. So that's how you get involved. You can actually get in the into well, the auction and the running to get the helmet that Rudy wore at Notre Dame.
Y'all not going to rush me off this. I got Rudy on the radio. Y'all not going to rush me off this break. So what I want to know is the guy who was in so the guy who Rock played.
Yeah, and Charles Dutton.
Charles Dutton, the guy who he played. You know, was he really a former player that was that,
okay.
that played early?
That's, like, that's called composite.
Yeah.
There is a player, you'll love this, there is a player who wanted to quit because I was in the military. I was an older guy. I coached him not to quit.
Yeah.
He don't live in regret, man. So, and I would tell these stories in the race. Oh, my God, I got to tell. But we can't. We don't have enough time. So we put it in the janitor.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Now, Rock comes on set, said, Rudy. He says, you're going to tell my story. I said, what's your story, man? I've been in prison for 10 years. He says, I found the Lord, and look what I'm doing now. I changed my whole life.
Charles
Dutton's an awesome
Yeah, he's
man.
Awesome. He's an awesome actor, too.
Yeah.
Man, that's all. This is awesome, man. This is a dream come true for me right here, man. I'm in seventh heaven, man. I'm like, man, you know what? Now I don't feel so bad when the sisters used to whoop me with the rulers back in the day at school. You know, because now
I'm actually
like
looking for those
now.
Sisters to come back right now to try and do some damage for me before we get to 4 o'clock so we can hit some breaks on time.
There you go.
We
got to go to break.
Question, real fast for a break, Rudy. How proud was your daddy the first time he got to see you play?
No, he was more proud of me when I got out of boot camp. Bingo.
There it is.
There you
That's
have
awesome.
It.
Service.
Rudy,
no
thanks
question.
So much for your
All
time.
Thanks.
I know you're busy.
You're
man,
coach.
And again, huntauctions.com. And you can get
go
a chance
to my text,
get there
too.
A chance to win Rudy's helmet. That's fantastic. And, right. and again, you can text Rudy as well. Rudy's been our guest. Thanks so much for
Thank
joining
you,
us,
sir.
Rudy
I
Rudiger.
Appreciate it.
And from the movie
no
Rudy,
question.
We're going to be back with a whole lot more. It's Joel and Travis from Radio Row here in H-Town for Super Bowl week right here on ESPN 97.5.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.